In May of 1904, which happened to be the 28th day of Iyar, which would become, many years later, a very important day for Jewish community, Rav Kook arrived in Yafo. And 2 months later, Theodor Herzl dies, and Rav Kook is asked to be maspid him. The hesped that he gives is entitled Maspid B'Yerushalayim. It's a play off a pasuk in Tanakh. And this hesped for Theodor Herzl does not even mention Herzl by name. But in this hesped, and you have to know when you read Rav Kook, the earlier works of Rav Kook, in other words, the shorter amount of time that he was in Eretz Yisrael, the easier it is to understand his works. The longer he was in Eretz Yisrael, the more difficult, poetic, and challenging they become. So a work that he writes 2 months after he makes Aliyah, if you read it a few times, you can actually understand it. In this hesped, he describes two paradigms of leadership for the Jewish community: Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, or Mashiach ben Yehuda. And Rav Kook says that just as a human being is divided into the physical and the spiritual, the Jewish nation and its redemptive leadership is divided also into two parts. There are those that are responsible for the physical sustenance of the nation, assuring that the nation has the proper safety and protection, proper roads and infrastructure, proper settlement, engagement with the rest of the world, appreciation of world culture and general knowledge. And the personality that represents this model of leadership is Yosef and his descendants. For it is Yosef who has the capacity to engage in the culture in Egypt, to become the viceroy to the king, and to feed the world. And as we're told in this week's Torah, Parsha and the Parsha, Vayeshavta be'eretz Goshen, that he suggests to his family that he will provide his family physical sustenance in the land of Goshen. And while he is engaged in the larger world, in protecting the physical larger world, he also shows a certain fidelity to monotheism and the traditions of his family. And that's why the Gemara in Pesachim, Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the Balei HaKabbalah, in particular the Vilna Gaon, speaks in great depth about the whole notion of a Mashiach ben Yosef. Then there is another paradigm of leadership, one responsible for the spiritual needs of the Jewish people, or the neshama, and that is represented by Yehuda and his descendants. Ves Yehuda shalach lefanav el Yosef lehoros lefanav Goshna. That while Yosef takes care of the physical, Yaakov sends Yehuda lehoros lefana to establish and to make sure that the spiritual infrastructure, as Rashi, quoting the Medrash, says, that there's a place for them to learn and to engage in a spiritual relationship. He's there to, as Haisa Yehuda lekadsho, he's there to make sure that the holiness of the Jewish people is established. And in this eulogy for Herzl, Rav Kook bemoans the fact too often these two leadership archetypes do not value what the others contribute. In fact, the Balei Kabbalah say, Vayakir Yosef Esachiv, that Yosef represents and recognizes Esachav, his brothers. He recognizes that they're still spiritually connected. Vehem lo hikiruhu, but they don't value what he represents. Or the famous Gemara in Moed Katan on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, Bayom Ahu Yigdal HaMaspeid B'Yerushalayim, quoting the pasuk in Zechariah, the Gemara says that there is a pasuk that is very ambiguous. What does it mean that there will come a time that there will be this great sadness and eulogy in Yerushalayim? And Yonatan ben Uziel gets up and he says in the Gemara that I have forempered this pasuk, I've answered this pasuk, and you should know that this pasuk represents the idea that the greatest sadness in Yerushalayim will be when the Mashiach ben Yosef will be killed Because the Akira Yerushalayim, those who understand the centrality of spirituality in Yerushalayim, won't appreciate the role that the Mashiach ben Yosef plays to guarantee the physical infrastructure of the Jewish people. And so sometimes it is the people who represent the spirituality who don't appreciate the Mashiach ben Yosef, and it also goes vice versa. That sometimes it is the people that represent Yosef that do not value the centrality of Yehuda. When Yeravam secedes from the kingdom and creates his own kingdom, he splits the Jewish people into two. When he accumulates wealth and builds infrastructure for Malchei Yisrael, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Beis says an unbelievable thing. He says, Amar Rabbi Abba, Achar Shetavshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeravam Bibigdo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabs Yeravam from the tribe of Ephraim, from Yosef. He grabs his coat and he says to him, Chazorbach, return, merge the Jewish people into one. You who represent Yosef, who can create physical infrastructure, merge back into the David, the Davidic dynasty. Ava'ani va'ata u'ben Yishai, and what will happen is that you, Yeravam, and me, God, and Yishai, ben Yishai, and the king of David HaMelech, or David HaMelech's descendants, Nitayel began Eden, will be able to walk together in the Garden of Eden. Amar lo, so Yeravam has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but me, Barosh, who will be in charge? Will it be Mashiach ben Yosef, or will it be Mashiach ben David? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ben Yishai Barosh, Mashiach ben David, the spiritual leader, will be the number one person. Ihachi says, Yeravam, lo ba'ina, I'm not interested in walking with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and walking with Ben Yishai in the Garden of Eden, in Gan Eden. I don't respect what the spiritual infrastructure represents and the building of the future of Klal Yisrael. Indeed, this whole chasm between the Ben Yosef and Ben Yehuda is really what is taking place in the parshiot that we are reading and hopefully studying. It is the reason why, even though Chazal made a takana that every single parsha in the Torah must have words of Nechama in it, every single time we read from the Torah, even on Tisha B'Av, there must be words of Nechama. There's only one time, not on Tisha B'Av, there's only one time in which there are no words of Nechama, and that is Parshas Vayeshev, when there is this break between Yosef and his brothers, when a Jew does not appreciate another Jew, when a Jew is willing to sell a Jew into slavery. Rome can burn the Beis HaMikdash, but on Tisha B'Av there are words of Nechama in the Haftorah. But sell another Jew into slavery, there's no chance for redemption, and therefore there are no words of Nechama in the Haftorah. And especially in this week's Parsha, it is the first words of this week's Parsha that all the Midrashim pick up on, that focus on either the rift between Ben Yehuda and Ben Yosef, the rift between Yehuda and Yosef, or the reconciliation between Yehuda and Yosef. Vayigash elav Yehuda. Yehuda goes to Yosef. What does that mean, says the Medrash? Rav Yehuda, Rav Nechemya, v'Rabbanan have a difference of approach. Rav Yehuda omer hagasha l'mochama. Rav Yehuda says he's going to wage war, that there's going to be a divisiveness between them. Rav Nechemya omer hagasha l'pius, that there's an attempt for reconciliation. V'Rabbanan amri hagasha l'tfila, that hopefully there's more than just reconciliation, but there is the capacity for them to pray together, to engage in a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu together. Be Adoni, the Pasuk continues. Please, my master, says Yehuda to Yosef, let's not fight, let's reconcile. Let's come together and be able to pray to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's bridge the chasm between the physical and the spiritual. Because when there is a rift between Yehuda and Yosef, there is galus. And indeed, it is the Haftorah of this week's Parsha that tells us the remedy for galus, that tells us the remedy for the first gullus that the Jewish people experience, which is found in this week's parsha, when Yaakov descends to Egypt. In Yechezkel Perek Lamed Zayin, the messianic chapters of Yechezkel, you see the words, Vayihi Devar Hashem Elai Lemor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yechezkel, do the following, take two branches, Kach Lecha Eitz Echad, Uchtov Alav Yehuda, write on one of them Yehuda, Uchtov Alav Yosef, write on one of them Yosef, and what should you do? V'karav Osam Echad O Echad, bring them together, Le'Eitz Echad, make them one, graft them together, with obviously Yehuda being the core, the most important piece, but you have to graft them together. And when the people ask you what you're doing, Halo tagid lanu ma elelach, daber lehem, speak to them, ko amar d'shem, so says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hinei ani lokeach es eitz Yosef, asher biyad Ephraim, I'm taking the branch of Yosef, and v'nasati osam alav el es eitz Yehuda, and I'm taking the branch of Yehuda, Vasidam, Vasim le'etz echad, and I'm making them one. Vayu echad biyadi, they will be one in my hand. Because when that happens, when there is one, when there is oneness, when the Mashiach ben Yosef and the Mashiach ben Yehuda can act together, and when David HaMelech, representing Yehuda, serves as the supreme leader over Knesset Yisrael, then there is a chance. We will no longer be two, but we will be one. We live in messianic times. We live in the beginning of the times of Mashiach. And the question is, how do we approach Vayigash Elav Yehuda? Is there a war and conflict between Yehuda and Yosef? Or is it reconciliation? And this question that we will entertain when we read the Torah and when we review the Torah, hopefully over this week, this question should affect us as a national community, as a smaller yeshiva community, and in our personal lives. On a national level, look at Eretz Yisrael. There is a great divide between the Haredi and the religious and the general community. Tel Aviv and Yerushalayim are like two different countries, and that's Gullus. Yet, at the same time, there is the beginning of a smell, a thirst in the tent of Yosef, in that tent of building the physicality for Torah. There are secular Batei Midrash, Mechinot for secular Jews. There's the yearning for the branch of Yehuda. But yet sometimes we don't show proper appreciation for Beit Yosef, those that built the country and the economy. Rav Shlomo Zalman famously told one of his Talmidim, if you want to pray at Kivrei Tzadikim, you don't need to go to Tzfat. All you have to do is go to Har Herzl and pray by those who gave up their lives to protect the physical structure of the Jewish people, the people that represent the Mashiach ben Yosef. There is the capacity for reconciliation, for the ability of a Yigash Elav Yehuda, because Jewish unity is not just a nice thing. The Haftorah tells us it's a spiritual imperative. The difference between Gola and Geula, the difference between those words, is one letter, the Aleph, which represents Achdus. If we are to be a holy people that brings the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness to the world, we must be in harmony with ourselves. We must be whole. And for the first time, when there are opportunities being extended to the Haredi community to appreciate Beit Yosef, to appreciate the knowledge of the world around us and how it can be empowering and how it can sustain us, when it's not forced upon them, but rather it's an opportunity for the first time we see not tens, but thousands of Haredim within their culture, within the base Yehuda, still reaching out to graft on to the Beit Yosef. There is in the air the capacity to graft the two different branches of Yehuda and Yosef together as one if there's mutual respect. And we in the YU community, and personally, we also have to realize that the Beit Yehuda and the Beit Yosef affect us. It is easy to live in the Beit Yosef. It's easy to live alone in a world just of the physical, of focusing just on the secular studies and on the larger world, to go to a college and explore the world without being rooted in a serious Beit Yehuda. But first and foremost, we as Torah Jews are part of Beis Yehuda. We're part of the Mashiach ben Yehuda, Mashiach ben David. We are people with a spiritual destiny, and we cannot make the mistake to wear the cloak of Beit Yosef, of the physicality alone. And I would go a step further, that most people who find themselves in institutions that celebrate the paradigm of just general knowledge alone, without the cover and the infrastructure of Beit Yehuda, without the stock of Beit Yehuda, lose the opportunity to graft the knowledge of the world onto their religious spiritual base, because they lose their spiritual base. And therefore we have to realize the importance of being part of an institution like this, that first and foremost is a Beis Medrash, that first and foremost is a place of Torah study, but does not view the study of general knowledge as a bidieved, but rather the ability to merge two paradigms together in order to be able to affect the world in a tremendous way. And to suggest that Torah is not found by appreciating science, literature, math, and music, and that if one does so, we in some ways compromise our ability to be Torah Jews, that's not the message of our Rabbeim. It's not the message of Rav Kook. It's definitely not the message of the Rav, and it's definitely not the message of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. They encouraged us to dream like Yosef, of the cosmos, of the larger world, but reminded us that we always have to be rooted in the paradigm of Yehuda. Our vision is strong. It has great integrity. It allows us to create colorful spiritual spaces. But the question of Parshas Vayigash that the Gemara saw, that the Balei Kabbalah saw, why Chazal instituted the Haftorah they instituted, the question that we are asked as a nation and as a community and as individuals, are we willing to engage in a redemptive march every day of our life with persuasive passion and exuberance that allows us to realize that our base is Mashiach ben Yehuda, Mashiach ben David, but grafted onto that to create beautiful fruit is the paradigm also of Mashiach ben Yosef. And if we're willing to move march, then the last psukim of this week's Haftorah will come true. V'haya mishkani aleihem, the ability to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence will be upon us. V'hayisi lahem le'elokim, and we will be, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be for us a God that will allow us to calibrate our spiritual compass. V'hema yiyu li la'am, and we will be able to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ambassadors within the world.